Torahway and Taderech at Knesset Yecheskel, Horav, Meizev Rappaport Shlita, Malochim and the Milky Way.
Yeshus, Mordasra, and Anasus. Yeshus, Kolakola Kodosh Hazeh. The Baal Seida Adoyros, the Chido brings it, writes that the Shlo HaKodosh was Rabbi Yishaya ben Avrom HaLevi Horvitz. And the Chido brings down that he was a Nitzutz Neshama of Rus HaMoyavio. Chido brings down also that he was from Nishmas Boyaz. So Boyaz and from Rus. Nitzutz Neshama was a Shlo HaKodosh, Rabbi Yishaya ben Avrom HaLevi Horvitz. And in fact, there's a remez in Megillas Rus to this idea. There's, in Megillas Rus, there's 85 psukim. Each and every posuk in Megillas Rus begins with a letter Vov. Vayehi bimei shvoit hashoftim. Except for 8 psukim that do not begin with a Vov. And the first letter of each of those 8 psukim spell out Yud Shin Ayin Yud Hey Yeshaya Beis Aleph Lamed Ben Avraham Levi. This is the Vovei HaAmudim, Shlo HaKodesh's son. This was the Vovei HaAmudim, the Vovei HaAmudim, which prove that the Shlo HaKodesh was a Nitzutz Neshama of Boyaz and Abru. So brings down the Chido. The Chido brings down the following Maisa. The Mesoris HaShas, Rabbi Yosef Shmuel, a Bezin of Frankfurt. He was a Gon Otsum. He learned Chas 42 times. He has a Chas, Kaminim V'dibarto Bom. And for 25 years, he learned standing up without sitting. He had a Shir in his base of Medrash for Talmide Chachomim Muflogim, for geniuses. And they learned Gevaldik Iyun. They learned Torah, Chochma, Shas Be'iyun. When he was Nifter, his Talmidim obviously didn't have the Shir. He was Nifter. They went to his Levaya. After the Levaya, they came back and the Talmidim sat together in order to learn. And who do they see at the table? None other than Rabbi Yosef Shmuel himself, who they had just buried. They got shocked. He said to them, "Don't get shocked." He says, "I came down, I was given permission to come down. I was given a place in Shomayim next to the Shlo HaKodesh. But the Shlo HaKodesh refuses to have me next to him. Why?" The Shlo HaKodesh said, "I was Moisa Nefesh to teach Toichocha and to teach Musa to Klal Yisrael. But you gave a shir to the Talmidim, Lomdus. But you never gave them Musa, you never gave them Toichocha. I don't want you next to me. But because Rabbi Yosef Shmuel was a Gon Otzum, he was a tzaddik, he was given permission to come down to ask his Talmidim to be Mesakim. And after, when they learn, they should also be Koyveya Seder for Musa and for Toichocha." This was the Shlo HaKodesh, who is a Nitzitz Neshama of Boyaz and Rus, as the Chido says. His son writes about the introduction, he writes about the Shlo HaKodesh. Interesting, not only was he a Gon Otzum, a tzaddik, Miyomov loiposku mishulchonoi, Shmoinim nefoshos, 80 people around his table on a daily basis. Shmoinim asher hechilo matamim, barbuzim avusim uptumim, bechoil ubeshabosos uvemoyadim, beveisoy uveshulchonoi hoyunoy adim. That's what the Shlo HaKodesh's son writes about the Shlo HaKodesh. The Shlo HaKodesh writes on Shavuos, he paskens on Shavuos, a person should not eat meat and milk in the same meal. Even though the Ramah writes, brings down that the idea of having milk on Shavuos is Zecher L'Shtei HaLechem. How is it Zecher L'Shtei HaLechem? Because one is not allowed to use the same bread that was on the table for milk and use it for meat. So when you have your milk in the meal, you're going to have to remove all the bread you have with the milk and put on new bread. That's Zeicher L'Shtei HaLechem. So the having milk and then meat in the same meal facilitates Zeicher L'Shtei HaLechem, because you have two separate two separate bread, two loads of bread. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, no, you should not eat meat and milk in the same meal. You can have milk, you should clear the table, you should bench, and you should make sure that your meat, and then your meat, your milk, and then your meat course are in separate meals. So you're creating a second meal. So writes the Shulchan Aruch. So question number one, why do you have to bench between meat, milk and then meat? Why do you have to have a separate meal? The Gemara says that if a person ate milk, then he wants to have meat, all he needs to do is he has to wash his hands, he has to wipe out his mouth, he has to have a drink. Netila, kinuach, and hadocha. That's all a person has to do if he's had milk and now he wants to eat meat. Doesn't have to bench, doesn't have to clear the table. So why is the Shulchan Aruch insistent on clearing and benching? That's the first question. Second question, the Rav Mishoir asks, Yochanan from Kremnitz, Dakichu, the Mukacharov, ask, assuming the Shulchan Aruch is correct, you need a separate meal. But the Taz writes that to create a second meal is a bluff. It's not really a second meal. A person usually has two courses. That's our minute, to have two courses. A person knows he's having two courses. So to bench and clear the table in order to create a separate meal, so your meat and your milk and then your meat should be in separate meals, that's a bluff. It's not real. So writes the Taz. So why is the Shulchan Aruch saying you have to create a second meal? And because of that, the Rav Mishoir writes that disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't make sense the Shulchan Aruch, and if that's the case, he says it's pointless even having milk at all on Shavuos, a milk a meal, because the whole idea of Shtei Alechem is to have two courses in the same meal. Otherwise, why is it Shtei Alechem? You have bread in one meal, you have bread in another meal, that's not Shtei Alechem, that's not two breads in the same meal. So Mimele, the Rav Mishoir says, ignore the minig, forget the minig of having milk, don't have milk. But the Shulchan Aruch is a nitzitz neshama of Rus, of Boyaz, so says the Chidor. Vavoyamudim. It would be appropriate that we try and explain and justify the minig of the Shulchan Aruch. So let's look a bit into the background of the halachos of milk and meat and see if we can come up with a mahalach to explain the Shulchan Aruch. So we know a person has meat, then he wants to have milk, we wait 6 hours. But if you have milk and then you have meat, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Why? What's the difference? Why is it if you have meat, you have to wait 6 hours to have milk? If you have milk, you don't have to wait 6 hours to have meat. You can have, as long as you wash your mouth out, clean your hands, netile kinuach hanadocha, you're okay. Why? What's the difference? So the Gemara speaks out. The Gemara says, Mar'ukva. Mar'ukva would wait. After having meat, he would wait 6 hours. The Gemara doesn't say 6 hours. The Gemara says he would wait misa'uda lisa'uda. If he had meat in one meal, he would never have milk until the next meal. He waited misa'uda lisa'uda, from meal to meal. The Gemara doesn't mention a word of 6 hours. It doesn't mention time at all. Not an hour, not 3 hours, not 6 hours. The Gemara says misa'uda lisa'uda. Meat in one meal, then he waited till the next meal to have milk. So where does 6 hours come from? Well, that is the view of Rambam and the view of Rashi. Rashi and Rambam say, well, historically, this time span between meals was 6 hours. A Talmud Chacham would have his breakfast, reis, 11 to 12, had supper between 6 and 7. So there was a 6 hour time span between the meals. So that's where we get 6 hours from. Therefore, say the Rashi and the Rambam, true, the Gemara says that if you have meat and then you want to have milk, you just have to have it in the next meal, not in the same meal. But there's two conditions. You need to have two separate meals and a wait of 6 hours. If you want to have milk after meat, you want a coffee after your meat, it's not enough just to wait till the next meal. You have to have a 6 hour wait also. Two conditions. Shtei se'udis, mi se'udah li se'udah, and 6 hours. That's the view of Rashi and the view of the Rambam. Tosfos disagree. Tosfos says no. As long as it's two separate meals, the table has been cleared, you've benched, there's no need for a space of time between the meals. According to Tosfos, there's no need of 6 hour space. If you've finished eating your meat, you've benched, you've cleared the table, you now want to have a milky meal, That's perfectly fine. You don't have to wait. So says Tosfos. So we have a clear machlokes. According to Tosfos, misseuda lisseuda, the Gemara's wording, misseuda lisseuda, is kipshutoi. From meal to meal, you can have meat in one meal, have milk in the next meal, doesn't matter how much time span there was in between. Rashi and the Rambam say no. Aside from two separate meals, you need to wait 6 hours. Why? Why 6 hours? What's a 6 hour business? So it comes, Rashi and the Rambam get it from Marukva. Marukva would have meat in one meal and would have milk in that other meal. The normal time span between meals was approximately 6 hours. So that's what he did. But why? Why did he do that? Why did he wait so long? So here we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. They both agree 6 hours. But what's the reason behind the 6 hours? Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. Rashi says like this, meat takes time to digest. Meat is heavy food. It takes a long time to digest. And as long as the meat is digesting in the stomach, the taste of the meat lingers in the mouth. And because the taste of the meat lingers in the mouth, Chazal, not the rice, but Chazal, didn't want a person to have a coffee while he's got the taste of meat lingering in his mouth. Because if he has a coffee, he has milk, while the taste of meat is still lingering in his mouth, who knows what it could evolve into? He may end up going to have a cheeseburger, chas v'shalom. Therefore, you have to wait until the taste of meat no longer lingers in the mouth if you want a coffee. How long does it take for the taste of meat to stop lingering in the mouth? When the meat digests. How long does it take for it to digest? 6 hours. And that's what Rashi calls that it's moishech ta'am bepeh. The taste of meat lingers in the mouth, and therefore you've got to wait 6 hours until that's gone, then you can have your milk. So says Rashi. Rambam learns differently. The Rambam says that meat, by nature, we know the makeup of meat, the slivers of meat get stuck and lodged between the teeth. So the Rambam calls bosol bein hashinayim. The slivers of meat get lodged between a person's teeth when he has meat. And therefore, Chazal came along and said, Chazal said, we don't want you to have milk when there is still meat lodged in your teeth. What happens after 6 hours? The meat may still be there. But a sliver of meat lodged between the teeth for 6 hours is no longer considered a food, no longer considered meat. Habosor oidenu ben shineyem, when they ate the slov. But after 6 hours, it's already not considered important enough that Chazal should go and forbid having milk with those slivers lodged in the teeth. So that's the 6 hours of the Rambam. So according to Rashi, and according to Rambam, you've got to wait 6 hours. According to Rashi, because the taste lingers in the mouth. According to Rambam, because slivers of meat get lodged between the teeth. But what do I care what the reason behind it is? The bottom line is, I've got to wait 6 hours for my coffee. Do I care whether it's because of Rashi, that it's Moshech Tam Bepeh, or because it's a Rambam, because the slivers of meat lodge between the teeth? What difference does it make why I have to wait 6 hours? Bottom line is, I cannot have my coffee for 6 hours. Is there enough nafkemina between Rashi's opinion, between Rashi's reasoning and Rambam's reasoning? Any ideas?
Sure, indeed,
without swallowing. Oh, so the poiskim, the Noisei Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch bring various nafkeminas. Let's speak out some nafkeminas. Number one, they speak about le'iso le'tino. If a person choose meat in order to feed his baby, he wants to give the baby food and he needs it to be soft, he chews it. He doesn't swallow it. He only chews it. No. According to the Rambam, slivers of meat are going to get lodged in. You'll have to wait 6 hours. According to Rashi, you haven't eaten it. It doesn't need digesting, so there will not be a taste lingering in the mouth. So according to the Rambam, you have to wait. According to Rashi, you don't have to wait. Second nafkemina. If a person doesn't eat meat, but he eats the fat of the meat, nothing will get lodged in his teeth, so according to the Rambam, you won't have to wait. But fat meat, the fat of the meat takes time to digest. Therefore, according to Rashi, you'll have to wait 6 hours. Another nafkemina the post can bring, real hard cheese, the pieces get lodged between the teeth. So according to Rashi, you wouldn't have to wait. But according to the Rambam, you would have to wait because the cheese gets lodged in the teeth. Another nafkemina, Gvino metulas. Gvino metulas is wormy cheese. I'm not talking about real, real wormy cheese, which is permitted to eat because the worms grow in the cheese. They don't come from outside. But that is a very heavy cheese. It takes a long time to digest. It won't get lodged between your teeth, but it will take time to digest. You'll have to wait 6 hours. And one final interesting nafka min I'll speak out is I saw in Yalkut Yosef from the Bitzchak Yosef, he says a nice, very interesting nafka min. Imagine you've got an elderly gentleman who is a very, very religious gentleman, a very gora fruma old man, and he's got no teeth left. So he's gone to the dentist, and he's got a frum dentist also. The dentist gave him two sets of false teeth. What's he going to do with two? A spare one? No, one false teeth for milchiks and one false teeth for fleishiks. Does he have to wait 6 hours between meat and milk? According to Rashi, he has to wait. Because meat takes time to digest. It's moshech tam bepeh. The taste lingers in the mouth. He'll have to wait 6 hours. According to the Rambam, if he invests in two sets of false teeth, then he won't have to wait 6 hours. Because all he needs to do is put in his milky set of teeth, and then there won't be meat lodged in his milky teeth. That's a nice nafka minna which he brings down. These are the nafka minnas. Let's speak through Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos says you do not have to wait 6 hours. Tosfos says the Gemara doesn't mention 6 hours. The Gemara says Mar Ukva had his meat in one meal and had his milk in the next meal. Misudra Suda, there was no time in between. According to Tosfos, as long as you've benched, you've cleared the table, you can have a coffee. Question. Can I create a second meal? Can I deliberately create? Let's say my plan is to have two parts of the meal. I want to have first course, second course. My first course, meat. My second course, milk. Am I allowed to deliberately bench, clear the table in order to create two separate meals so I can have a milky course after my meaty course? Big machloikas. Ramos says you can. The Taz says no, you can't. In fact, the wording of Tosfos says the Taz is, if you benched, if you clear the table, then you can have milk. But to deliberately bench and clear the table, says the Taz, that you can't do. Machloikas, Ramos and Taz. So what's the Yesoida Machloikas? So, that's question number one. Number two, Torah Chaim says, he doesn't understand. Rashi and the Rambam hold you have to wait 6 hours. The Tosfos doesn't seem to be bothered by this 6 hour wait. As long as your meat and milk on separate meals, it's fine. Why? Why, if I have milk and then meat, it's enough just to wash my hands, clean my mouth out. What about fakert? Why meat and then milk? Do I have to have a separate meal? Rashi and the Rambam, I understand. Rashi and the Rambam have a problem with meat. The meat lingers, the taste lingers in the mouth. The slivers of meat get caught in the teeth. You have to wait, say Rashi and the Rambam, if you have meat. But milk doesn't get lodged in. Milk doesn't take time to digest. But Tosfos doesn't necessitate 6 hours. Tosfos just says two separate meals. So why meat to milk needs two separate meals? Why milk to meat doesn't need two separate meals? That's a question, which an obvious question that Teres Chaim asks. Why is it that Tosfos holds that if you have meat first, you have to have two separate meals? But if you have milk first, you don't need to have two separate meals. Why? So there's two mahalachim to understand Tosfos. One mahalach is that actually Tosfos agrees to Rashi and the Rambam. Theoretically, there is a problem with meat. The taste does linger in the mouth. Or the slivers do get lodged in the teeth. So why don't you have to wait? Because the Rambam and Rashi say that if you have the problem with meat, you have to get rid of the problem. You have to wait 6 hours till the problem is gone. There's no meat left. The taste is gone. The slivers have gone. That's the Rashi and the Rambam. Tosfos says, I agree to the problem. But Chazal weren't so machmir to get rid of the problem. They have an easier way to get rid of the problem. How? Just make a hecker. Why didn't Chazal want you to have a coffee when the taste of meat lingers in your mouth? Why not? Because they said soon enough, a person will start eating meat and milk and have a cheeseburger. So Rashi and the Rambam say, okay, we have to be so machmi, we've got to go and get rid of the problem in totality. Tosfos says, no, just make a hecker. Make a hecker. And then you'll remember not that you can't have meat and milk together. What hecker should I make? Two separate meals. Says Tosfos, two separate meals. That's one pshat. The other pshat is the Yad Yehuda. The Yad Yehuda says that Tosfos, in fact, agrees in totality to Rashi and the Rambam. That not only do they agree there's a problem with meat intrinsically, it takes time to digest, the taste lingers in the mouth, but they also agree that you need to get rid of the problem in totality, like Rashi, like the Rambam. And generally, you wait 6 hours. All Tosfos meant to say, Mis'udah l'Se'udah, you don't need 6 hours, is if it so happens to be that your breakfast and supper, your two meals, happen to be less than 6 hours apart. Generally, normally, most meals are 6 hours apart. I'm not talking about today, we have three meals. Historically, they only had two meals a day. So meals were always 6 hours apart. But what happens if a person was delayed, so his first meal was very late, or his evening meal had to be early, so there wasn't 6 hours. Says Tosfos, loy plug rabbonu betakonosom. It's a takonas chazal. Chazal said 6 hours, but what happens if it so happens to be that it wasn't 6 hours? No. Okay, it was 5.5, nishkeferach. And if it was 5, nishkeferach. And what happens if it was 4, nishkeferach. And what happens if it was 1 hour or 30 minutes? Or even a person had the Rebbe's tish. So the Seuda went on for so long. And then it's already time for the next meal. Loi plug rabbonu betakonosom. So says the Yad Yehuda. So we have two mahalchim to understand Tosfos. In both mahalchim, Tosfos agrees to Rashi and to the Rambam that there's an intrinsic problem with meat. Either because meat, the taste lingers in the mouth, or because slivers of meat get lodged in the teeth. The question is, what is the solution to the problem? Rashi and the Rambam say, wait 6 hours till the problem's gone. Tosfos, two mouthful of Tosfos. Either the solution is make a hecker, or the solution is, no, you have to wait. But sometimes it won't be 6 hours. Not everybody's a yekka. Not every time will it be 6 hours. Sometimes it'll be less than 6 hours. In fact, sometimes it can be in close proximity that the two meals are in close proximity. Therefore, loy plug rabbonu betakonosom. What's the nafkamin between the two mehalchim and Tosfos? The nafkamin is, can you create a second meal? Are you allowed to deliberately bench, clear the table, and create a second meal? That's the nafkamin between the two mehalchim and Tosfos. According to the first mehalach, you're allowed to create a separate meal, as long as you make a hecker. Ein loch a hecker gadol mizeh to create a second meal. According to the Yad Yehuda, no. You're not allowed to create a second meal. Loi plug rabbonu betakonosom. If your meals weren't 6 hours apart, it's okay. But to deliberately create a second meal, that you can't do. That will be the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. Now, let's go the other way. A person had milk. Now he wants to have meat. The Gemara says, don't need to do anything. All you need to do is netilik inu achanadocha. If you had milk, netilik inu achanadocha. Wash your hands, wash your mouth out, and eat something. That's all you need to do. Comes along the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, su ashkechon. Any person who eats, and what Boki and what the Zohar says, any person who eats these two foods together, milk and meat together, then it creates dinim. It creates problems. Therefore, b'shaita chodah, v'ischabik chodah, v'shaita chodah, or b'se'udet chodah. Therefore, he should avoid it. Why? Esoteric reasons. I'll pick up all up Zoya. And the Bisoisa brings this Zoya. It's not Zoya. The Bisoisa brings this Zoya. The Ramah brings this Zoya. So they say you shouldn't have milk and meat in the same meal. Now, why shouldn't I have it in the same meal? There's no problem with Shatam. I have to have a milk, a cheesecake. The taste doesn't linger in the mouth. It's not like meat. There's no slivers of cheesecake lodged in my teeth. If it's hard cheese, maybe. But if it's not hard cheese, or if I have a coffee, there's no problems. So why can't I have milk and then meat in the same meal? Only because of the Zohar, for reasons understood, not by me, but by the Zohar HaKadosh, and maybe others also understand it, you shouldn't have it. Therefore, there's no reason why I shouldn't be allowed to make a hecker. Therefore, I can definitely make a heker. According to the Zohar, there's no reason why I cannot create a second meal. And with this, we understand the Shloach HaKodesh, who's a nitzutz neshama of Boyaz and Rus. The Zohar, the Shloach HaKodesh says, you should not have milk and then meat in the same meal. You should bench, clear the table, even though you're deliberately benching. Even though you're deliberately clearing the table. And you know you're going to have two courses. You're allowed to create a heker to solve the issue of the Zohar HaKodesh, that milk and meat should not be eaten in the same meal, even if there's no intrinsic problem. You still shouldn't have it because of the dinim that it causes. This is how we are matzdik the Shloach HaKodesh. If you will give me 2 minutes just to finish off, there is a Be'er Heitev. Be'er Heitev brings down Shomati. I heard She'oichlin Cholov Achakach Bosol, that on Shavuos you eat milk and then meat. Not like the Malachim did by Avraham Avinu, they ate meat and milk, and because of that, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. What does it mean the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael because of that? The Shita, Mekubetzus in Bechoris brings it, Tosef Chitzonius, it's Yerushalmi, Sheit Hazei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the Malachim came and said, Mali Yalud Isha Benenut, No, give us the Torah. Why are you giving the Torah to Christ? Or give the Torah to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll tell you the difference between you and mankind. Tinoik, a little child, comes home from school. His mother gives him milk. He eats it. His mother gives him meat. What does he do? Noitel yodov. He makes sure to wash his hands. Netilekinu achanadocha. You ate basar b'cholov, you by the Malachim, by Avraham Avinu, when he gave you chemo, cholov, basar, you ate basar b'cholov together. Therefore, you don't get the Torah. So says the Be'er Heitev. The Stipler points out that the issur of eating milk and then meat is not an issur d'oraisa. It's a takana of Chazal. And because we kept the takana of Chazal, that's why we got the Torah and the Malachim didn't get the Torah. I always like to add to that. The Medrash, this Yerushalmi says, a child comes home, noitel yodov, and then he eats his meat. It's not enough just to wash hands. We said 3 things a person has to do. Netila, kinuach, and hadocha. So what's noitel yodov? Still not enough. How come the child is only doing netila sidaim, he's only washing his hands, not washing his mouth out? I think the answer is, if you look in the Shach, Shach brings down Rabbi Yerucham, Marshal, he brings the following discussion. He says like this. At night, if a person has milk, it's a milky food at night, he must wash his hands. Why? Because it could be there's milk there, and he doesn't, when he's going to eat his meat, and he doesn't see. He doesn't see it, it's dark. Daytime, it's enough just to inspect your hands. However, he brings down from Rabbeinu Peretz that even by daytime, a person should still be particular to wash his hands after having milk. Why? Because sometimes there can be shanunis al yodov velava daite. There can be some milk on his hands which he doesn't realize about, and he inspects his hands, it looks clean. But just in case he should wash. The Yerushalmi, the Shita Mekubetzus brings, of course, it's not even a discussion. Every child knows that you don't just wash your hands, but you have to wash your mouth out and have a drink before you eat meat. As soon as he comes back from school, even when it's light outside, the child is makpid on the shachs, Rabbeinu Peretz, to make sure, not just to inspect his hand, but to wash his hands also. So for that chumrah, that's why we were given the Torah and not the Malachim. Here we see the importance of takonos chazal, of keeping to what the halacha says, even if it's not a daraisa, even if it's not a derabbana, but it's a takonas, it's from the later chachomim, it's from the poskim. That's how particular we have to be. For that, the Torah was given to us in Mitzvah Hashem. If we're particular to keep the takonas chazal, the Torah, we should be zoicha to brocha, to hatzlocha, to gezunt, to nachas, to oyshev, oyshev, chol tuv, and afreilich in yomtev.